Let this moment never end. A brush with the trunk. The big sail unfurls. The message is received. Mustram Ridcully, Arch-Chancellor of Unseen University, levelled his cue and took careful aim. The white ball hit a red ball, which rolled gently into a pocket. This was harder than it looked, because more than half of the snooker table served as the Arch-Chancellor's filing system. Ridcully practised the first available surface method of filing. And indeed, to get to the hole, a ball had to pass through several piles of paperwork, a tankard, a skull with a dribbly candle in it, and a lot of pipe ash. It did so.
"Well done, Mr. Stibbons," said Ridcully.
I call it a Bayes space," said Ponder Stibbons proudly.
Every organisation needs at least one person who knows what's going on and why it's happening and who's doing it. And at UU, this role was filled by Stibbons, who often wished it wasn't. Right now, he was present in his position as head of Inadvisably Applied Magic, and his long-term purpose was to see that his department's budget went through on the nod. To this end, therefore, a bundle of thick pipes led from under the heavy old billiard table out through a hole in the wall and across the lawn into the high-energy magic building where, he sighed, this little trick was taking up 40% of the room time of Hex, the university's thinking engine.
"Good name,"
said Ridcully, lining up another shot.
"As in phase space," said Ponder hopefully. "When a ball is just about to encounter an obstacle that is not another ball, you see, Hex moves it into a theoretically parallel dimension where there is an occupied flat surface and maintains speed and drag until it can be brought back into this one. It really is a most difficult and intricate piece of unreal-time spellcasting."
"Yes, yes, very good," said Ridcully. "Was there something else, Mr. Stibbons?"
Ponder looked at his clipboard.
There's a polite letter from Lord Vetinari asking, on behalf of the city, whether the university might consider including in its intake 25% of less able students, sir?"
Ridcully potted the black through a heap of university directives.
"Can't have a bunch of grocers and butchers telling a university how to run itself, Stibbons," he said firmly, lining up on a red. "Thank them for their interest, and tell them we'll continue to take 100% of complete nutter dullards as usual. Take them in dull, turn them out sparkling. That's always been the UU way. Anything else?"
Just this message for the big race tonight, Arch-Chancellor.
"Oh, yes, that thing. What shall I do, Mr. Stibbons? I hear there's heavy betting on the post office."
Yes, Arch-Chancellor. People say the gods are on the side of Mr. Lipvig."
"Are they betting?"
said Ridcully, watching with satisfaction as the ball rematerialised on the other side of a neglected ham sandwich.
I don't think so, sir. He can't possibly win."
"Was he the fellow who rescued a cat?"
That was him, sir, yes," said Ponder.
"Good chap. What do we think of the grand trunk? Bunch of bean crushers, I heard. Been killing people on those towers of theirs. Man in the pub told me he'd heard the ghosts of dead signallers haunt the trunk. I'll try for the pink."
Yes, I've heard that, sir. I think it's an urban myth," said Ponder.
"They travel from one end of the trunk to the other," he said. "Not a bad way to spend eternity, mark you. There's some splendid scenery up in the mountains."
The Arch-Chancellor paused and his big face screwed up in thought.
"Harrow Spex's big directory of varying dimensions," he said at last.
Pardon, Arch-Chancellor?"
"That's the message," said Ridcully. "No one said it had to be a letter, eh?"
He waved a hand over the tip of the queue, which grew a powdering of fresh chalk.
"Give them a copy of the new edition. Send them to our man in Genua. What's his name? Thingamy. Got a funny name. Show him the old Alma Pater is thinking of him."
That's Devious Collarbone, sir. He's out studying oyster communications in a low-intensity magical field for his B Thou.
"Good gods, can they communicate?"
said Ridcully.
Apparently, Arch-Chancellor, although thus far they're refusing to talk to him.
"Why do we send him all the way out there?"
"A Devious H Collarbone, Arch-Chancellor," Ponder prompted. "Remember? With terrible halitosis?"
"Oh, you mean Dragon Breath Collarbone," said Ridcully, as realisation dawned. "The one who could blow a hole in a silver plate?"
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor," said Ponder patiently.
Mustram Ridcully always liked to triangulate in on new information from several positions.
"You said that out in the swamps, no one would notice. If you remember, we allowed him to take a small omniscope."
"Did we? Far thinking of us. Call him up right now and tell him what's going on, will you?"
Yes, Arch-Chancellor. In fact, I'll leave it a few hours because it's still night time in Genua."
"That's only their opinion," said Ridcully, citing again. "Do it now, man."